Greetings, and welcome to Atraxian third quarter 2018 earnings results call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host today, Aby Lijtszain, Executive President of Atraxian. Please proceed.
Thank you, Latanya. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm very pleased by delivering another strong quarter in terms of financial and operating results. Most important, this quarter also represents our first anniversary as a publicly traded company. Looking back, this has been a successful year for Atraxian. The company fulfilled all the commitments assumed during the IPO process. Atraxian was able to deploy the proceeds of the IPO in less than 12 months, sizing both organic and inorganic opportunities. We refinanced our debt in much better conditions and improved the overall financial structure of the company. We moved forward with our synergies plan and execute three strategic and accretive acquisitions that complement our service offerings, placing the company in a key position toward the growth we anticipate within the transportation and logistics segment. The fleet expansion plan that we announced at the beginning of the year is completed now. We continue to invest in new fleet and equipment in order to meet the demand we see and expect to keep doing so in an accretive and profitable manner. Since our initial public offering, our average fleet has grown considerably in organic terms. More than 1,000 brand-new units have been added, representing a growth of 31.5%. We still expect some pending deliveries, but the bulk of the new fleet is already operational, so the benefits of these investments are not fully reflected in this quarter. Probably the most important to bear in mind is that all this growth has been conducted with a profitable approach. We face and meet high levels of demand, captured new clients, and grew with our existing ones. The company enhanced its corporate and commercial structure to be able to execute its expansion plans appropriately. In terms of acquisitions, we gain access to new services such as last mile, refrigerated cargo, and petrochemical transportation, while expanding our geographic footprint. Both Redpack and Bisonte are profitable and successful companies, and we are very excited about the future plans we have for them. With Bisonte, we enter the refrigerated freight and petrochemical transportation segment and increase our presence in San Luis Potosí region, which has strong economic dynamics and industrial activity. With this acquisition, we also move forward to become a more specialized company in terms of service, and also we consolidate Atraxian as a one-stop solution for our clients. Specialization is key for us as it translates into higher profits and stronger client relationships that, together with a broad premium service umbrella, is essential to our leadership. As you already know, yesterday we announced an asset purchase from Transporte Roncalli Lolec, a leading regional refrigerated cargo company. This transaction includes a fleet of 76 trucks and 108 refrigerated trailers. Atraxian will absorb its commercial team to support the client base and sales effort. The fleet will be managed by EGOBA, one of our subsidiaries, and will benefit from EGOBA's modern technology and superior fleet management, generated immediate synergies and efficiencies, in line with our criteria. This transaction was conducted at a 4x EBITDA multiple, which we think is extremely attractive. Moving on, our synergies plan evolved favorably, and we are starting to see tangible results. We continue integrating Redpack to our platform, and we successfully merged the cargo operations of MIM with those of Grupo CIF. We needed to incur in some expenses in order to capture synergies, which will lead us to a sustainable, more efficient business model. As you know, we recently conducted some organizational changes. I would like to welcome the call Rodolfo Mercado, our recently appointed CEO, and Wolf Silverstein, our CFO. Both Rodolfo and Wolf are very driven and capable executives with broad expertise in the industry. I'm sure that they will be more successful in their new challenges. Now I will ask Rodolfo to briefly talk about what happened in the quarter in broad financial and operating terms, and then Wolf will introduce himself. Please, Rodolfo, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here. I just want to introduce myself and walk you throughout some financial and operational figures. I am recently appointed CEO of Traxión. I have more than 20 years of experience in the transportation industry, and I know this company very well. I am very excited about the new challenges, and it's an honor to me to lead this company. Now, in terms of quarterly results, I am pleased to announce a growth of 38% in revenues and 45% in EBITDA, compared to the third quarter of 2017. Total revenues were 2,415 million pesos, and EBITDA reached 495 million pesos, with a margin of 20.5%. Additionally, net income reached 121 million pesos, a healthy 100% growth compared to the same period of last year. Most important is that we have able to deliver these solid results and improve our margins with a significant increase of approximately 18% in fuel prices. This is proof of the resiliency of our business model and our strong management. Our operational side, our average fleet was roughly 7,000 power units, not including the something fleet. The driven kilometers total 110.8 million kilometers. In terms of cargo and logistics, revenues grew 43%, and we became more productive in the cargo segment. The intermodal business showed increased activity, and logistics grew more than 17%. Regarding the student and personal transportation segment, revenues grew 32% as a result of new clients starting operations with us, especially in the North, Bajío, and Central region. We will discuss results of both segments later. In the cargo and logistics segment, we have been able to execute our client optimization strategy, which has proven to be successful. You will see that our average fleet in cargo was reduced by 1%, whereas the average kilometers driven increased 8.1%, and revenues per kilometer grew 12.2%. This is a continuous and strategy effort within the company to order to maintain profitability levels. Now I will ask Wolf, our new CFO, to briefly introduce himself.
Thank you, Rodolfo. Hello, everyone. I just want to introduce myself. As you already know, I have been with the group for more than 12 years now and have held several positions in administration and finance within LIPU. Among other things, I was in charge of developing the shared services center in LIPU and will replicate the same model within Traxión. I have broad experience in the sector and know this company very well, as I was part of its capitalization processes and within one of the IPO teams last year. I am very glad to assume this new challenge. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you both. Now I will hand over the call to Tonio Tejedo, our head of investor relations, for a detailed discussion of quarterly financials. Please, Tonio, go ahead.
Thank you, Abby. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us today. Now, I'll walk you through Traxión's financial results for the third quarter of 2018. This was a very strong quarter in both financial and operating terms. We continue to see high demand levels in the personal and student transportation segments. We became a much more productive company on the cargo and logistics side, and both business segments showed improvements on a year-on-year basis. The personal and student transportation segment continued to show strong demand and activity in the Bajío, North, and Central regions. We captured new clients, and more than 1,000 new power units started operating and added to revenues, which showed a growth of 32% compared to the second quarter of 2017, and almost a 30% increase in kilometers driven. On the other hand, the cargo logistics segment showed improved and more productive figures. Revenues grew 43.3% on a year-on-year basis, but perhaps the most important feature to highlight is that average fleet decreased 1%, while kilometers driven increased 8.1%, and revenue per kilometer grew 12.2%. This is proof that our client optimization strategy is working and showing tangible positive results. It is important to bear in mind that one of our most relevant competitive advantages is that we have the flexibility to allocate capital where we see the most profitability, regardless of the segment. Having said that, Traxión has been conducting heavy investment in fleet on the personnel and student transportation segment, while allocating trucks to more profitable routes and clients in the cargo and logistics services. Moving on, consolidated quarterly revenues totaled 2,415 million pesos, a growth of 669 million pesos compared to the third quarter of last year, representing a healthy increase of 38.3%. In terms of costs, we observed that the increase was in line with that of revenues, even showing efficiencies in several of them. Costs represented 69.5% of total revenues, a 40 basis point improvement compared to the third quarter of last year. Fuel, our most representative cost, increased 78.4%, which is significantly more than the growth in revenue. This is explained by two phenomena. First, the increase in operations of both segments, which translated in a 20% increase in kilometers driven, and second, an increase in fuel prices of approximately 18% compared to the third quarter of 2017. We continue to work to pass this cost to our contract, in line with our strategy. Regarding labor, our second most important cost, we continue to observe efficiency. As a percentage of revenues, labor represented 15%, which is a significant reduction and is mainly driven by savings of approximately 13 million pesos as a result of the synergies achieved by integrating the operations of LIN with Grupo CIF. Our other costs increased 56.3%, which is a larger increase than that of revenues. The bulk of this expansion is explained by three elements. First, a boost in operations of both segments. Second, an increase in pre-operating costs related to the commissioning of new units. And third, the cost structure of RedPack, which includes costs related to points of sale and other items that by nature need to be classified in this line. General expenses produced a significant improvement. The company recorded a 21% increase in expenses, totaling 459 million pesos. As a percentage of revenues, this metric showed a great enhancement of 270 basis points on a year-on-year basis. If we exclude the contribution of RedPack to both revenue and expenses, the ratio of expenses to revenues goes down to a healthy 17.9%. This means that the company continues achieving an operating leverage, generating more revenue with a lower level of expenses. Proof of our successful business model, and most important, of the evolution of the company's synergies plan. All that resulted in an EBITDA of 496 million pesos, a growth of 45.2% versus the third quarter of last year. Yet another impressive result that was mainly driven by the increase in consolidated revenues and by the operating leverage that I just mentioned. If we exclude the contribution of RedPack, organic EBITDA margin is 21.6%. These figures are in line with the company's budget. Now, our comprehensive financial income showed an improvement generated primarily by a decrease of 32 million pesos of interest expense. a positive outcome of the refinancing strategy completed in April of this year, and one of our commitments at the time of our IPO. Finally, our net income grew 100% on a year-on-year basis, totaling 121 million pesos. This stems from a higher operating income, the reduction in interest expense that I already mentioned, and a lower effective tax rate. Shifting gears, our operating cash flow totaled 342 million pesos in the quarter as a result of the growth in EBITDA and a better working capital management. In terms of CapEx, this quarter the company exercised 465 million pesos, of which 65 was allocated to the personal and student transportation segment and 35% to cargo logistics. Furthermore, more than 83% of these resources were destined to new incremental units. Since our IPO, Traxión has invested approximately 2.6 billion pesos in organic fleet growth, again, in line with our commitments and expansion plans. As you see, this was a very busy quarter with a very positive outcome. We continue to harvest results from investment and strategic planning. Our cargo and logistics segment looks a lot better than in the first part of this year. And the personal and student transportation segment continues providing us with good investment opportunities. Thus, we confirm our guidance for 2018. Lastly, another relevant matter to highlight this quarter is that even though there was an increase of roughly 18% in fuel prices compared to the third quarter of last year, Traxión was able to improve its margins and deliver results as committed. Synergies and efficiencies are becoming more tangible and progressive as we move forward with our expansion plan. With this, I conclude my remarks and open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we will conduct a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, that's star 1 at this time. One moment while we pull for our first question. Our first question comes from Marco Bardo with Citi. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the call and taking my questions. All my questions are regarding acquisitions. My first one is, should we expect the same proportion of goodwill in future acquisitions valuations as we've seen recently? That's the first. The second is, would you look at potential acquisitions? What is your thinking regarding acquiring a company versus allowing it to go out of business? And my third question is, any color on to why M&A-related expenses were considered as non-recurring, the $44 million specifically? Thank you.
Hi, Marcos. This is Toño. I'm going to answer your third question first. The non-recurring expenses that you see on the EBITDA line are related to the restructuring of MIN and Grupo CID, and related also to the shared services center that we are putting together. Those expenses have to do with severances of employees and penalties from early termination of contracts, such as real estate contracts, telephone contracts, utilities contracts, everything that we have on a contractual basis that need to be canceled. So we have to include in those expenses. The second question, regarding the M&A and the competition. Remember that the M&A strategy of Traxión is to acquire successful and profitable companies that have competitive advantages that complement both the service offering and the geographic footprint of the company. So we are not interested in acquiring a company that is in the process of going out of business. We are interested in success stories with strong management, and that's basically the bulk of the M&A strategy. And the first question regarding if you can expect the same level of goodwill as in other M&A, I'll ask Wolf to answer that question.
No, it depends on each case. Each transaction is different. What we are looking is, as Tono mentioned, that the company will add us or a new service to the company or allow us to enter into a new region. So, we have to see case by case.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mauricio Santos with GBM. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for the call. A couple of follow-ups on the M&A side. First, could you touch El Bisonte? Do you have you assessed any figure we could use in terms of synergies, such as those seen in the integration of MIM with Seed? And the second one would be you also acquired a new company, the Roncalli do Lecce. I find out that it was with a related party, so maybe if you could touch on what kind of transactions what is required for, or what due diligence is done in related party transactions. Thank you.
Hi, Mauricio, this is Tony again. I'll ask Gary to answer the last question first.
Mauricio, hi. Okay. Roncalli is a leader regional company in refrigerated cargo. It's a segment that we're interested to develop in Traxión. We like the refrigerated business because it's the exportation of fresh products is growing in Mexico. The family of Rodolfo was part of this company. They were partners of the company with other people. So we asked KPMG to make a fairness opinion of the transaction. And we did the transaction at a very attractive multiple because, as Tonio mentioned, it was at 4x EBITDA, that we see that it's very accretive, not only because, it's a very good price for Traxión, but also we see an opportunity to develop that market, that is the exportation of fresh products. So we see as a very good transaction for Traxión.
And okay. Is there any tier Abby, for let's say the transaction is not that big? So let's say, is there any cap for you to do related party transactions in terms of the percentage of market cap or something? And the next one.
Okay, the company, as we mentioned, we purchased the assets of the company and a market price. And as I mentioned, KPMG gave the fairness opinion. And also, this transaction was approved by the practice committee and also by the board. So that was the procedure to approve this transaction. And as I mentioned, I see it very convenient for Traxión because of the multiple that we did it and also the synergies that we can execute once EGOVA operate the company. And because of the top of the line that we have through EGOVA by operating the international cargo transportation. So I see as a good opportunity for Traxión from this acquisition.
If you let me complement what Ari just said, Mauricio, remember that the strategy of the company is to invest at 4x EBITDA. organic. So this transaction was basically conducted at that same multiple.
Okay, and could you repeat the question about Bifonte, please?
I just wanted to know if it's a recent acquisition as well. The thing is that could we expect synergies from Bisonti similar to the ones we're seeing? Let's say you're integrating this one, Roncalli with Egova, and you have already integrated MIM with Seed. So do you have any assessment of potential synergies from Bisonti?
Yes, we see many different synergies. We see synergies in the cost side. We see cost reduction. Also, we're planning to bring Bisonte to our shared services center that will give us a saving in the operations. Also, Bisonte is strong in San Luis Potosí, in the Bajío area. So we can reinforce our presence in that region. We also see commercial synergies, because we have in Traxión different clients that are interesting to hire what Bisonte offers, the services that Bisonte offers. So we see as a very also good acquisition for us, because we see opportunities in cost and also in the commercial part of the company.
Okay.
Hi, Mauricio. This is again. Regarding your... Sorry, go ahead.
No, just to touch on, is there a minimum for, is there a minimum for related party transactions to go to the annual stockholder assembly? Yeah, I understand. It looks like it's accretive, it's small, but just wanted to assess on the size of, should we expect further acquisitions such as these, and maybe touch on the size of these transactions going forward?
Hi, Mauricio. This is Tony again. There's no minimum size for a related party transaction to go to Traxión corporate governance bodies.
Okay.
If this was a related party transaction, it needed to go through the appropriate channels. Regarding future expectations of more related party transactions, we don't have any in the pipeline, on the nearby pipeline. So I don't know if I answered your question correctly.
Yeah, that's fine, Antonio. Thank you.
And finally, regarding your question about MIM and Seed synergies, if you take a look at this quarter labor costs and second quarter labor costs, we have saved roughly 40 million pesos in labor just by integrating MIM with Seed. So we think that it's been a very successful plan, and we are gonna. I don't know exactly how much are we going to save, but savings are going to come as the shared services center evolves.
Okay. Those gasoline prices concern you going forward? Yeah, you managed to offset them this quarter. I don't know if, or let's say, when do you expect to increase prices, or how often do you do that with clients?
Oh, we are working. As you know, as part of the strategy of the company is to continuously work with clients to pass through the increases of fuel to the contracts. Of course, that is not immediate because it's an ongoing process, but that's as part of the strategy to make this process as smooth and swift and progressive as we can.
Okay. Well, thank you, and congratulations on the figures.
Thanks.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Alejandro Chavalas with Actavia. Please proceed with the question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and congratulations on the results. Just a couple of questions. Regarding this expenses related to the integration of NIM and SID. Should we expect any further amount coming for the fourth quarter of 2018? And the second one is regarding Roncalli's the asset acquisition. I understand that it will continue operating. So how does that work if you're buying the assets, but how will you ensure that the assets continue to be productive, or how did you structure that transaction in particular in that sense? And also congratulations to Diego and Wolf on the new position.
Hi, Alejandro. How are you? I answer you the first question. We're expecting for 2018, in the last quarter, maybe around 50 to 60 million to finalize for this year in this stage of this process. And for the next year, we're expecting a lower external expenses with this. And I will let Tonio to answer for us.
Yes, Alejandro. Egoba is already operating Roncalli since today. We continue working with the same clients that Roncalli had, and Egoba hired the operators, so everything is already in place. We did a detailed plan, and we're executing this plan. So now Egoba is operating the assets and has the clients, and the operation is in order.
That's very clear. Thanks, Tonio. Another question just to follow up. You mentioned in the report that you have seen very important results for intermodal and intermodal expansion. I don't know if you could expand on that, perhaps.
Yeah. The intermodal business has been doing very good since the second quarter of this year. Especially, we started operations in ports and doing some logistics for new clients. That's basically the bulk of the expansion of the intermodal business. We added around 35 units to start working for AFN, which is our intermodal subsidiary.
Okay, great. Very clear. Thanks a lot.
Our next question comes from Delamino Diego with Santander. Please proceed with the question.
Yes, hello. I was just wondering, excluding for the Bisonte and the Roncalli acquisition, what percentage of synergies remain to be seen, or are we watching the complete effect of synergies in the third quarter margin? I think you already mentioned, no, that we should expect maybe 15 to 60 million of further expenses, but we also should expect more synergies coming in or not? That's the first question.
Yes. Now we're putting in place the synergies with LIPU and the Traccion Corporate Office. And then we're going to continue with Grupo CIR to bring Grupo CIR to the Shared Services Center, and then Redpack and the other subsidiaries. So we're going to continue synergy during the next month.
Okay, great. And just another question, with what level of cash do you feel comfortable to be operating in the company?
Around 500 million.
Okay, great, amazing. Congratulations on the results and very attractive valuation of Roncalli.
Thank you very much.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. There are no further questions in queue at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to Abby Lischain for closing comments.
Okay, just to wrap up the call, I would like to highlight again that the company is running within budget, and we're optimistic about achieving our goals for the year, which implies a growth of 30% in organic EBITDA. Thank you for your confidence. Have an excellent day.